Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm one of your hosts, N64 Josh. Johnny, what's going on, dude?
What's up? I'm back.
Welcome back. Where were you?
I was in Disney World.
Losing your voice.
I didn't have a voice at all last week.
Because you were sick?
Yeah. I don't feel sick. I didn't feel sick. But Kelsey was definitely sick. Sorry, anybody that was in Disney, you're probably sick now.
Not with the Rona, though.
No, it was something else.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Crawler, but my voice is back well enough to have my amazing opinions
declared to the
that
world.
You'll get to hear.
Yikes.
Crawler, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Cheesy, how are you?
What's going on, cheese curds? I just wanted to say I really liked your guys' episode last week. Like, I just the two of you just talking about games and how you've been feeling and like mental health and all of that. Like, I just really genuinely enjoyed it. And Crawler, thanks for the shout out too. That was really kind of you.
Yeah, I think I just listened to your episode that day or the day before, I think. So it was good.
I guess I should listen to the episode.
don't sweat it, man. I don't listen to anything. Like, I listen to an audiobook while I'm at the gym, and then I hardly listen to music anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like,
well, once a week, you should listen to Communication Error.
I know,
while you're working out.
I need to do it.
Get your popcorn.
Yeah, get my tin out. So
it's gonna be spicier this year. I already know it.
Spicier. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of, where can people connect with you, Johnny?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere: Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and the Communication Error podcast.
And Crawler.
Twitter and TikTok are the best. Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
And Cheesy.
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram. I said Twitch, but I think I'm done streaming. But anyway, and the Communication Error podcast, GCC. Shirt,
you know, that's the meta, you know?
Yeah. I mean, no, I've been going to the gym, so, you know.
They got rid of it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, GCC64, CHEEZYC64.
Guys, you can find me on the dirt. The Mario Kart podcast. The first episode is out. It is everywhere. And sat down with Firestone after doing a Mogi, which I wanted to tell you guys about Mogis, okay? Because I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and it's some like you literally this Discord's got 42,000 people.
This is a family friendly.
I know. I'm keeping it there. But So I'm like, I'm asking him, I'm like, what's a Mogi? He's like, I don't know. But you have to race a Mogi before you can do any of the other races. And so
is this initiation in this Discord or what?
So you're given an MMR when you, it's all done via the Discord. It's super, super slick. Okay. It's all done via bot. You put in your scores at the end, a bot gives you your MMR. But you can't. So he invited me to do essentially a squad strike, I think is what it's called, where you go 2v2. And so it's six teams of two all racing. And but they wouldn't allow me to play because I didn't have an MMR. You have to do a Mogi first to just even get once you have that, then you can, it opens up the rest of the Discord essentially.
They didn't want a ringer coming in.
Possibly. So I did win a couple matches, which was cool, but I want to look up real quick what the exact term or what the definition of Mogi is, because it really kind of made me laugh. So it should be right. Like, oh, come on. Let me see. It should be early on the, here we go. Urban Dictionary. So yeah, a Mogi lounge. A lounge for Mario Kart Wii players to partake in Mogi. Let's see what Mogi is. It just says a very smart old man. Larry's grandfather is such a Mogi, he knows everything. So I don't even know why they call it that. Okay. So
sounds like lounge, Rochambeau.
A lounge. For Mario Kart Wii players to partake in Mogi. Incredibly addicting, yet incredibly luck-based and toxic. Server is full of both 13-year-olds and 23-year-olds, both with literally nothing better to do in their pathetic lives than play a 2008 kids party game nonstop.
And Josh has been twice or three times older than
those. Is that what it says?
Ages.
Or you just picked it up?
No, I'm literally reading it for word for word. Reportedly been a contributing cause to someone's admission into a mental hospital and several people dropping out of school just to play.
So what?
I've loved Mario Kart forever. Like, I think, you know, it's like my most played game on my Switch. This takes it to a whole nother level. Like when you're going 2v2 and like maybe you're near the end and you're in 12th, you got the blue, but your teammate is in first. You're holding that blue shell. You're communicating like, hey, don't throw a green back. I'm right behind you. It completely changed how you play the game. And I was like, wow, this is really, really fun. So, I'm hoping we get enough people in the Discord wanting to start, doing these things because it's addicting. And if you guys want to get into the lounge, let me know. I can help you. Like, it's super, you're reading all this stuff like Mogi and all these tier based things. You're like, I have no clue how to even, I didn't even know how to join a race. Right. It's like slash C when there's open spots for a Mogi and then you'll get put on the list, you know? Well, if enough of us go in, we can just get one rolling. Like, because once it hits six, the Discord throws out an at here, and then it usually brings in six more people and you're good to go. The thing with the Mogi, it's a random teammate. So although Firestorm and I had gone in together, we weren't on the same team.
And then you just hop, there's voice channels for teams.
And me and the other guy on my team were the only other two in voice chat. Like nobody else, everybody else was
That's easier to win then.
we took third, you know. I think I took first place a couple of times, and then my last few races I was getting hit like at the last point. It was where it was taking me out, but
getting Mario Karted.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, a lot of fun, really.
And then you're gonna have to learn it all again when the new Mario Kart comes out this year.
I'm okay with it. I'm really okay with it. So speaking of, like, one of our big topics is what do we think the Switch 2 needs, right? Like, there's Joy-Con drift's got to be addressed, I would hope. Right, Nintendo's never really mentioned it. They just kind of started fixing things. Like,
You send it to them, they get them back to you.
Yeah. I think the new ones, like since the high Skyward Sword ones,
Hylian Shield, the Hylian Shield ones.
I think. Yeah. I don't think they get it, or they're less likely to get it.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. But what else, like when you think about the new system, I'll give you guys an example. This company called GameSir sent me this controller, right? You plug your phone into it and it essentially plays like a Switch, except for it's like a SNES controller got together with an Xbox controller. And it's like
the coloring. Good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's great. The only thing is
that only type is that type
it's
C though?
Only type C. I'm like my camera's mirrored. So
you gotta get a new iPhone.
So yeah, it only works with a new iPhone, and it's not quite big enough because it stretches to fit like an iPad mini. I was really hoping my iPad mini would fit. And I just upgraded to the 14. So thankfully people in the house have the 15, so I was able to at least test it because I was basically making ads for them and stuff. But this thing, like, it literally, the triggers are the Xbox One controller. Like, they are, it is, and
so it's a better version of a backbone, pretty much.
I mean, it's upgraded for sure. You can pop the covers off and switch the control sticks out. And so, like, what do you guys think when it comes to the Switch? Like, there's paddles back here also. So, like, do we see the Switch? Like, not, because it's not only the console we can be talking about, right? Like, the Joy-Cons, but like, are we going to get to where like the pro controller has paddles and isn't just your standard, like,
I mean, 8-Bit Do's been doing that. There's the, is that this one? This one doesn't have it. I don't know which one the new SN, whichever one has back buttons, two of them. Oh, Johnny's flexing on his portal.
The PlayStation Portal looks stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it is extremely comfortable.
Are the wings, are they the same size as the PlayStation?
Yeah, it's literally just the PS5
split in two.
And I'd be okay with that if they split the Pro controller in half and put it on either side.
It's way more comfortable, right, than holding Joy-Con?
Oh yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Right. And so I think another thing, Cheesy, I'm going to throw this at you. Like, think Splatoon wise, what would you want to add to that controller? When I play Halo, my thumb never leaves the stick. I'm all paddles. Like, I use all four of my paddles on my pro controller. I don't think that's necessarily like the huge for a lot of people. I think most people kind of use one paddle on each side, but yeah. I typically use all four. Like, when it comes to, like, you know, Splatoon 3 Deluxe Edition or, you know, Splatoon 4, like,
that's better.
What
no, we're getting Splatoon 3 Deluxe 100%.
Like, what would you want to see from like a pro controller?
I don't know, because I'm assuming that you use your paddles for more than just Halo, right?
What, yeah, I mean, Fortnite,
yeah,
like any kind of shooter. I'm anything that has a jump and I need to be looking around with my right stick.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Jump and reload are the most important ones to have, yeah, so you can keep moving.
Yeah. I mean, I can see them adding that for, you know, like you said, Splatoon, maybe Smash Bros. And Metroid whenever that game comes out. But other than that, like, it might be like the IR sensor and the HD rumble. Like, yeah, it has it, but we really haven't seen it be used that much.
And most of the time, all it is like the bumpers are literally like, they're literally my face buttons. It's just A, X, Y, and B, right?
Yeah.
On the pro controller. That's it. So like, yeah.
Halo, it helps maybe to do mark as one, 'cause it's up on the D pad.
And yeah, that's, you know, that's, you could probably change out like, change out some of the macros or whatever and just have it be, whatever you want. I could definitely see it being used in Smash, but then I'd also have to switch from a GameCube controller. So that would be I've invested heavily in my current GameCube controller. So that would be a tough sell for me.
It's just, it's interesting because the rumor this week is that it's a iteration of the Switch and not a revolution. And like, I'm fine with that. Is the Switch perfect? No, it could use more power. The Joy-Con could work better. But like, overall, You were just complaining about the Joy-Con.
As you were holding up your PlayStation Portal.
Yeah, okay.
All this guy does is complain about the Nintendo Switch.
But I don't know, like the Switch, it works the way it's supposed to, and I really love the Pro Controller, so I don't really know what improvements they're going to make if it's already doing what it's supposed to do.
I think one of the things Nintendo did is they kind of started the whole motion control thing with shooters, right? At least I don't know if they necessarily started it, but they kind of like set the bar for what it
yeah, because Fortnite has gyro in it now.
Yeah.
But that also means you don't necessarily have to have your thumb on that right stick all the time. You can be, you know, looking around with motion control, so you wouldn't need to have your, you know, your face buttons down underneath. My gut feeling is that they'll do a standard Pro controller like we have now, because that's what they call it, right? The Pro. But then we might see something that's like a Pro Controller Elite. I know that's the Xbox. That's the Xbox.
What's the PlayStation one called?
PlayStation called it something stupid. They don't know how to name things as well.
It has a funny name. But I kind of foresee it being a little bit more. Either they do like the double paddle and do edge, like a pro thing.
DualSense Edge.
That's like they would probably, knowing Nintendo, it would be like the Power Pro Controller or something along those lines.
Now we're playing with power. That would actually be kind of cool.
Speaking of the DualSense Edge, the one feature that I hope almost everybody adopts is recognizing that joysticks do fail, and the whole joystick assembly can be replaced easily on the DualSense Edge. So if we can find a quick and easy way, just because they aren't made like they used to. I mean, N64 controllers used to have white dust coming out of them eventually, of the plastic bearing kind of just getting grinded down. But if we can have a way to not have the cheap plastic kind of insides, even on top of
that white dust all over it.
Yeah.
Wait, but is yours the controller in that video with all the bugs in it?
What are you talking about?
You haven't seen the video of the,
I don't know if I want to.
There's a bunch of gross. Yeah, that's gross. There's a bunch of bugs in it.
But this is a day but one.
Just having a way to swap stuff out would be nice.
Like, it's a day one Pro controller, never had any drift. I modded it as far as just, I put tape on the sensors for the D-pad so that I could play Cuphead and Mario Maker with accurate inputs. And
now do you think it's going to be a premium controller like the Elite and I already forgot the name of the PlayStation
Edge. DualSense Edge.
Because they're like $150, $200 controllers, aren't they?
The Edge is 200, and the Elite has at least come out with two different SKUs. One
core,
it's pretty much, hey, we know we made a crap product. If you already have the case and the accessories to go with it, you can replace the controller for like 120, I think. But the original one, I think, is 150.
169 is what they started at.
Okay,
like, so.
Yeah, I don't know what I paid for the Halo one.
The Halo one, I think, was upwards of two, just because of the Halo tax.
I could have got another Nintendo Switch Lite.
You could have, yeah. Which is funny, like, quick side note, I hear you, like, I see your videos talking about your Switch Lite and how you never use it. Like, my Switch Lite, I'm going to tell you this, and you might end up trying it, has become my Vampire Survivors machine. Like,
No. OLED. Like, OLED all the way, handheld.
Oh, it sits right next to my bed, and the cloud save works so well, which is surprising. And
every Nintendo Switch should be a Vampire Survivors Switch.
Okay, fair. Fair. I want to look at chat real quick. Nate says they're gonna give us light guns again. I'd love it. I hate motion control.
Super scope Splatoon for Switch 2.
All sticks. Yeah, super scope. Sounds like a Tony Montana controller. Switch needs a better controller, especially since COD will be coming. And that's you know, that is a factor. I kind of didn't think about that, but Microsoft has said they want to make sure COD is on the Switch. So having, and we've seen other companies do controllers that have paddles and that are a little more, you know, a little more pro.
I think Power A has one for the Switch.
I think I have some of them. I think that even just their cheaper, like Pokemon controllers have paddles. Like I have like the Mario 3, the Pokemon and the Animal
even
Crossing.
Even the Hori non battery powered Joy-Con thing that slides on has a button on the back here.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what do you guys think about SKUs? This is something I thought would be kind of fun to discuss. Like, do you think we see one that doesn't switch? That's just a home console. Do you think we see one that does switch and is a home console? And do you think we see one that is strictly handheld like a Switch Lite?
Not right away. I don't think
the Lite hasn't been a success, right? I don't think.
No, I think it is. It's just the OLED's kind of eating its lunch.
I think the hard part, if it is just like an iteration, how do they market that? Like, obviously you call it Switch 2 or Super Switch.
That's all you got.
Okay.
Do.
Well, that's a whole other
that's
thing.
That's how PlayStation does it.
That's how PlayStation does it. And I don't know if I really
it's
want
it's very successful.
It's successful, but it's also not the way that Nintendo would do things. Like, it would be very out of place for them to just put a number at the end of their name. Like, I think it will be like Super Switch or something.
And then they're going to regret it.
Yeah, I would be okay with Super Switch.
Yo,
if we will understand.
Super Switch and the color scheme was this right here, I would be totally on board.
Would we feel cheated though if Europe gets the rainbow colors and we're still stuck in
well,
yellow
wasn't
and,
there a, wasn't there a rumor
purple and gray?
The purple and gray.
Like when they were showing the inputs for Super Mario RPG.
Yeah.
RPG.
No, like, Thousand Year Door.
They were different colors.
Was it Thousand? I thought it was RPG.
Maybe both.
It was the original.
Yeah, maybe.
But they were different colors. Like it was
color based buttons.
Mm-hmm.
It prompt on the screen.
Nate says that you call it the Nintendo Genesis Switch.
Nice.
I mean, they're gonna do something weird and call it not Switch 2, which is dumb. And we're gonna have another Wii U situation where nobody knows what it is.
If they're sticking with the hybrid system and iterating on it, it would behoove them to go Switch 2, just to not have it be confusing, to not have a Wii U situation, to probably utilize Joy-Con again in some way. If it's going to be backwards compat, then it's still got a slot for the Switch carts. I don't think Josh, I think, was it you? Were you talking? I don't know. Is it a Nintendo Minute or were you doing something? I think that you were asking if, or was that last week we were talking if they go digital only? Was that you talking about that?
Cheesy said something about them going digital only.
Oh, maybe I was listening. Yeah, maybe it was you guys I was listening to. And I think a lot of companies are close to doing it. And it's going to piss off.
Best Buy is already
Target,
doing
Best
it.
Buy. Yep. Yeah. Well, Best Buy's not selling Blu-rays anymore. Yep. Like starting this year, I think.
I think if they do and different SKUs, that will be it. It will be a physical version and a digital version.
For starters.
Yeah.
Like right out of the chute. Yeah. Kind of like the PlayStation 5.
And Xbox.
But the difference with the Xbox is they're two different machines, right? Like, so
yeah,
that's where I wonder about, like, the, could there be a machine that's, you know, do they do a, I don't know how they would do it, but again, then you're, do you guys foresee, okay, let's go down speculation road here. Do you guys think if they do a digital only console, do you think there's any way that they say, if you have the physical game, you know, you can what?
Mail it to us and we'll give you a code.
No, but like, I don't know if you guys have ever done it like on Vudu where you can like scan the QR or the not the QR.
We've already done that. We've already all registered our games.
If you remember, but what if you forgot, right? What if you
they need to get rid of that.
Oh, you mean for backwards compatibility?
Like for backwards compatibility, yeah, like let's say you want to take your Smash game but it's physical and but you bought the digital Switch 2, could you buy it again? But that's just what I wonder. I wonder if they're going to show
it. How does
all physical?
I'm trying to think how it works for PlayStation and Xbox.
Again, like something like Vudu, you just scan your DVD's UPC and then it says, oh, $5 and you can have this in your library.
Xbox and PlayStation, I think you just, if you had those games physically, I don't think you have access to them.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right.
Makes sense.
I don't know. I think one of the big things that I'm wanting, and Crawler kind of mentioned it, is just customization and just making the Switch feel like your own, because there's really no personality to the Switch. There's no charm. The music is missing. There's no fun Nintendo apps. And I get that all of that right now would make the current Switch slower, and that's why we don't have that. But like, it would be nice to have themes. It would be nice if we could customize our Pro controllers or our Switch, or I don't know. I'm just like, I'm missing like Badge Arcade and being able to customize my handheld the way I want it.
Street Pass.
I hated Badge Arcade.
Why?
I hated it.
Street Pass.
It was too much.
It sounds like you had a difficult time with it.
It was too much and it looked dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before as well, but like, find a way to call it something different than achievements and trophies. But I want that same dopamine hit when I finish a game or do something cool.
I mean, I wonder if
to have,
like, I don't know if it matters. Like, do people care about it? Because the Switch sold so much and it doesn't have any of that stuff.
No, but it's a nice extra to have. Like, it's not a make or break thing, but it's something if they're going to try to appeal to more third parties coming in and doing their thing, they're already doing it anyway. So find a way. And sometimes
developers
take it upon themselves to put it in their game anyway, but then it's not something you can share as well.
This is all Johnny needs to hear. Johnny. It'll be achievements like Vampire Survivors, and each one will give you platinum points.
Oh my God! Yes, okay. Yes. Platinum points. Give you me platinum points
because Xbox has found a way to gamify it a little bit,
and they're overhauling all of it right now.
Do you still get money?
Yeah, you can turn it in for gift cards, I think,
yeah.
And sweepstakes stuff, and yeah.
Nate says, imagine Mario Strikers with achievements. Congratulations, you played this game again.
I so PlayStation, they don't do it anymore, but when you got a platinum trophy, you would get a theme, and that was really cool.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't
now
do that.
Now they put you in tiers, I think, based on how many platinums you
have. Yeah, you have a level, and you don't really get anything for it, I don't think.
No, it's just bragging rights. What I want them to bring, if they're going to stick with hybrid and handheld is still a feature of it, the game share functionality for multiplayer games, like being able to play Mario Party or Mario Kart or something like that, if somebody doesn't have the physical game or the digital game, being able to have that share code where they didn't they do one game on Switch that did that?
Everybody wants to Switch.
Yeah, no. Well, I know It Takes Two, mm-hmm. You got a second code when you did it, but like Clubhouse Games would have benefited from something like that. And Mario Party would have benefited from something like that. And like, you could then play, if especially like the lights would really benefit from that, where you don't have the option to hook it up to a TV and just bring back that like limited time, enjoy our game kind of thing. So Nate is saying maybe Clubhouse did. Then maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Could be.
But I think it was only for select games. It wasn't all of them.
So I'm going to grab a few of the chats here. Cryptic was talking about like the like having themes and all that stuff. It says depends on how much RAM Nintendo uses in the system. Also mentioned we need storage, which is very true. Like, especially on an all digital console. Like, I mean, you got some of these games.
That's a problem on PlayStation and Xbox.
Huge problem. And so are they going to make storage? Like, is it just going to be like SD cards again, where you can just swap them out? Like,
it's going to be big enough for an M.2 drive. If anything, it needs it.
So, going through the chats here, Sub-Zippo over on YouTube says Switch 2 needs to not be a Switch 2. And then goes on to say, the Switch, since Switch has a massive install base, how about they keep making Switch and offer a 4K dock that connects to it wirelessly and lets you play, asymmetric games a la Wii U. Yeah. That would be great. Nate says, you're right. It was only a few games. So talking about the, but like what you're talking about, Crawler, was what happened on Mario Kart 7 all the time. You could like,
you know,
you could have one cart and you could have like, I think 8 people could play off of that one cart, you know? I can see why it went away based on that was strictly a handheld system. But like you said, the light would have benefited from it. It's going to be a different world with potentially all, you know, all digital, an all digital version of the Switch. And that is going to mean storage will be, you know, you get games like what, Mortal Kombat. Remember, wrestling was one of the first games to come out on the Switch, like WWE. And it was like, because of all the voice work, I believe it was like, it was huge. So
yeah. Speaking of Mortal Kombat, wasn't Mortal Kombat down to like $5, Johnny?
Was it? I don't know. Was that, that probably wasn't the first one. That probably wasn't Mortal Kombat 1. It's probably 11.
Oh, It was more.
Cheesy, you were.
I mean, it was down to like 40 recently.
It was 40 on all the other consoles, but I think it was down to like 10 or 15 on the Switch.
Whatever, I made my money on it.
Cheesy, now, you were.
I do have a. Speaking of Mortal Kombat and third-party games, if they are going to be on this new system, will they give you like a patch or like a free version if you own it on the Switch?
NetherRealm might, but I don't know.
Are you talking about double dipping?
Like Doom, for example.
The upgrade path. Like,
yeah.
The $10 PlayStation upgrade.
Oh, you're assuming that they're going to upgrade something like Doom.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So I don't know that those studios are going to want to touch that with a, like, touch it at all. I mean,
it must have sold well on the Switch though.
But I think maybe the first one, but then I don't know. The second one, they didn't even do physical, which seemed almost like waving the white flag a little bit to me. I could be wrong, but that's just kind of the impression I got from it. Like,
but that wasn't even Bethesda, right? That was a Porthouse that was doing that for Bethesda.
Correct. Yeah. That's why I wonder about like upgrade paths and that kind of thing. If that's something, I'm not saying every game, like there could potentially be some for sure. If they do HD remakes, just thinking about Doom and some of those other games in particular that went to those Porthouses, like, curious how that would go. But in that same, actually, I want to go back. Cheesy, you had pointed at the screen and you started to say something.
Oh, I was just gonna say, Cryptic nailed it. He said, also, can we finally get rid of friend codes?
Oh yeah,
that needs to be. I don't know why that's not gone yet, and it would actually be really nice to add some like notes.
Protect the kids.
Yeah,
it was gone in the Wii U. We didn't have them on the Wii U.
That's true.
Do we have them on 3DS? I would assume so. But we definitely didn't have them on Wii U.
Mm-hmm. But we don't have our names aren't protected and unique on Nintendo Online.
No, but I would love if they had like a notes section that you could be like, oh, this is Johnny's name. If he ever was to change his name from Johnny Ebo to like Suck Ebo or something like that.
Wow.
So I just think it would be really useful.
The artist formerly known as Johnny Bo.
Yeah.
I thought you're saying you want him to bring back flip notes, like from
bring
the
back
DS.
Wii U but chat.
They should bring stuff back like that or make stuff like that.
You want them to bring back Wii U chat? No.
No, but like what we had talked about, it was like
Miitopia.
We vote or something like that. Or
everybody votes. It was everybody votes. Channel.
That was fun.
That was on Wii. Yeah.
Yeah. And that
bring
was
back
like,
Miiverse. Twitter's dead. Miiverse.
And Miiverse was just the precursor to the Splatoon drawings, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like it's amazing that it's still alive. I like what Sub Zippo said that if it is a handheld, bring back Street Pass.
Yes.
Why haven't they done that with the Nintendo mobile app?
Just bake it into that. That would
nobody has that downloaded on their phone anymore.
They would get people to download it if they did that and advertised it.
Yeah.
And gave you platinum points, Johnny?
Yeah, I got platinum points, I'll take it.
Every Street Pass is platinum points. That's all he needs.
You just got to complete a puzzle to get a platinum points.
I'll do it.
What they need to do is have a commercial for the Super Switch that says Super Switch has even more games.
Or Super Switch, we promise this is a brand new system. It is not
an iteration.
Yeah.
What about the price point? They said $400 in that room.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And $70 games.
I think that's also right. I mean, but those are both things that you could say to
the
be
market
like,
has
oh,
been moving toward.
We know how much the Switch is going to be. It's going to be $400. Also, $70 games. It's like, well, Nintendo has been upping their prices $50 for each console. And we just had Tears of the Kingdom that was the $70 price tag. So it's like not anything like it's not surprising that they would say that, but it's also believable. You know what I mean? Like,
can't wait to pay $70 for a Kirby game.
You're not going to play Kirby.
But he's going to buy it.
And if you buy it, that's on you. Dummy.
Well, we were talking about the, you know, like the upgrade path or whatnot. And one of the known, trustworthy leakers, if you will, I can't remember his name, like Tweedle or something like that, said that they're hearing that the Bayonetta trilogy will be making its way onto the Switch 2, and it will include HDR. So it's, I mean, pending it's true, like we're already hearing about improvements when it comes to graphics, you know, HDR and, you know, what are we going to see? Ray tracing? Like
that means it can handle Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Is that what that means? That's all. That's
that
Crawler's
code.
Big takeaway.
From that. Haven't I said that the Switch just could not handle the massive size of that game?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
It was a huge game, though.
But it's more powerful than the Wii U, isn't it?
I mean, yes, I would think so, but
they're making excuses. They know probably. That thing's not going to sell.
It's not going to sell?
No.
I'd say the Xenoblade franchise has had its biggest bump ever on the Switch.
But I doubt that many people are going to buy a port of X.
If they didn't play it before?
The Wii U library coming to Switch has been outselling.
Yeah, but it's also I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but it's a niche franchise.
Okay.
It's niche.
Keep going, Johnny. I just got my popcorn.
Oh. I mean, do we know how much the first one sold? The HD remake?
Of
Chronicles 1?
Do you guys remember how that game came out? It was the GameStop exclusive on the Wii.
No.
Well, and then it came to only new 3DS.
That was the only exclusive, right? Or one of? What else was
one
the exclusive?
Of? Because you couldn't play Super Binding Nintendo
of
games.
Isaac.
That was on 3DS.
Yeah, it was on. It was a new 3DS exclusive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm blurry.
Wasn't the like the Hyrule Warriors should have been and Minecraft?
Yeah, I think
was.
It was Hyrule Warriors. I think it was. Huh. Yeah, I know Xenoblade sells more than Metroid.
We don't need to be reminded. It's fine.
Definitive sold 1.68 million.
Okay.
And two sold 2.4.
That's pretty good, Johnny.
2.44.
No, it's not. It's less than 1-2 Switch. What are you talking about?
The series as a whole, as of March 2023, is at almost 9 million.
They're looking for 10 plus million sellers, all right? They're looking for Pokemon. They're looking for Mario.
They might be looking for those, but they still are going to put out these games that might catch some people's interest.
And some of that's not even counting like the Xenogears stuff. They could probably get all that mixed in too.
What's the Dragon Quest? The Dark Prince? Is that what it's called? Or Dragon?
Is that the
Quest?
Monster
one? Is that the new one that's coming out?
Yeah.
Is that the Pokemon one? That's the Pokemon one.
I reported on it yesterday. It's so physically sold out in Japan, and Square Enix is like, "We're working on it. Like we didn't expect this kind of thing." Like. So, I mean, I don't like Xenoblade probably does better overseas. I'm assuming, but it's
does well in Europe too. I think
I know people like that series.
I mean,
but apparently you don't get a mech until like 40 hours in that game. So it's like, what's the point?
You still get a tutorial 70 hours in Xenoblade 2.
John, I fought a wall for 7 streams on Twitch before I learned how to do the...
Okay, we got to get off this topic. We're going to get in trouble.
Yo,
I already hear it in the back of my head.
I made it my life's goal all those weeks to stay like a chapter ahead of Josh so I could help him on stream.
I own all of them. Like, I own 1, 2, 3, the expansions, and I download them every few months. I'm like, I'm gonna play these games.
I'm gonna do this.
And then I never do.
Back to Vampire Survivors.
Oh, you've been playing something new though, Johnny, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been playing a bunch of things actually. A lot of roguelikes.
It's the year.
Getting ready
the
for
roguelikes?
Hades.
Yeah.
I feel like indies have been roguelikes.
I was driving listening to your episode on like Tuesday, I think. And you made my heart sink so much when you said, you know what you said?
Something has
a better chance of coming out this year than Silk Song 2.
Metroid Prime 4.
What were we talking about? Let's get back on track.
Hollow Knight. Wait, what were we talking about?
Just what we want on the Switch 2 and kind of talking about the leaks and, you know, everything. Like, do we, if it is just an iteration, like, I'm kind of with Cheesy. Like, I kind of have low expectations because I know Nintendo wants to sell this for a profit, right? They're not worried about being bleeding edge and outpowering the Xbox and the PS5. And even those, like, do you guys notice in modern gaming, like, we're still hearing so many conversations about games sometimes barely making 30 FPS and then, you know, having to like scale to keep a solid 60, and all these new machines are supposed to be running everything at 120.
And the PlayStation like 5 can do 8K.
Right. Yeah.
I saw Prince of Persia is going to be 120 on PS5.
What's it going to be on Switch?
2D platformer.
They were showing it off on Switch, so I would assume they probably optimized it pretty okay on the Switch.
Oh, there's a demo coming out on the 11th.
Yeah.
For listeners. Okay.
And I don't know if you guys have seen the chatter from the devs on that game, but that they like cherry picked the cream of the crop is what it seems like at Ubisoft to put that to put this game together and wanted to make sure that they did the brand justice. Like,
and Johnny's consumer alert is wait a week and you can get it half off.
I'm gonna buy it day one.
Well, and it's double the length of Dread.
6 hours?
Okay, for those of us that beat Dread, it's double the...
I beat Dread. I beat it in like 6 hours or 8 hours.
So six, that would double, Mr. Accountant is...
I know. Oh my God.
So, okay, in Johnny's case...
You can speedrun it in like an hour and a half, right?
It's three times as long as Dread. It's coming.
Yeah, I saw that it was, 25 hours?
Yeah.
And
okay, wow.
$10 cheaper than Dread.
Mm-hmm. Is it only 50?
Yeah.
And $20 cheaper than Dread a week later.
We're never going to be Ubisoft partners, are we?
I got some friends there, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I've said it on multiple shows. It's like, don't sleep on it. Get the demo. Try the demo. Like, it's coming out at a good time because there's a little bit of a lull in everything right now.
It's coming out in what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah, the 11th is the demo and the 18th is the full game. So,
yeah.
Does the new Switch have anything to do with their theme parks?
Mario's on it, so yeah.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. Will there be a reason to bring this new Switch to the theme parks and get
no
special?
If anything, I like your idea about Street Pass on the phone. Like, do something cool like that.
I mean, honestly, why haven't they put Nintendogs on there? That would be such an easy mobile app, and people would love it.
I'm sure that would have a nostalgia pull for a lot of, like, early 20-year-olds right now. Like,
does the new Switch need a mic?
No.
Not for Call of Duty. It's just toxic stuff there. But, I mean...
Just put a headphone jack in the controller.
If you want to be able to, blow the petals off of a flower in the next right. Zelda game, then it will need a mic, you know.
I mean, Epic found a way around Nintendo not wanting to include voice support, so I'm sure Microsoft could figure that out for Call of Duty and stuff like that. But that it is restricted to handheld only. Like, I wouldn't be opposed. I have how many pro controllers sitting around me, but I wouldn't be opposed to them putting a port on the like PlayStation has and Xbox has now.
I hate this controller.
3.5 millimeter jack.
I hate the PlayStation 5 controller. I hate it.
I don't like the PlayStation
stupid mic is in the controller. Yeah, and like some games you're going to turn it off.
And audio conversation in Fortnite comes through the speaker on the
I don't want that
controller. No,
keep that out of the Switch.
But a port to be able to allow it to do it. Like, I'm all for that.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with voice chat on the Switch, but
it's going to put IGN, it's gonna put IGN Switch, out of a podcast, though.
If you guys need a laugh, just rewind the video and just watch Cheesy's expression during this whole segment.
That's funny because I don't even know what my expression was. Johnny's saying he doesn't want a mic on a controller, and that is so surprising to me how much he loves to talk.
No, it's not. It's you'd understand if you would have a PlayStation. But there's a mic on the controller,
mm-hmm.
It's right there.
Yep.
And it's like auto turned on.
I have mine auto turned off.
Now I turned it off, but like it defaults to being on. And there was a game, I forget what it was called.
Demolition All Stars was horrible.
Yeah. You couldn't turn it off, and you would hear people speaking randomly
or doing just
through this mic. I don't want that.
Other things.
Yeah. I don't want that. Give me a headphone jack.
John.
Yo, I just had PTSD from, like, remember when the Xbox got its first camera and you'd play Uno and you're like, yo, I should not be seeing this one playing Uno. Like, what is going on right now?
Well, it's like everybody wants to Switch. I mean, there's no filter on that. You can put whatever you want.
Yike.
Did they fix that?
I mean, who's playing it? Like, who cares?
You notice the game has not got a single update.
We're talking about feature stuff. I would be, because I don't think you, I haven't tried to do this, but you can't plug a mechanical drive, hard drive via USB into the Switch and have it format, right?
No.
I would be, there are some games that I don't want to play handheld, or that are so massive that I don't want to have downloaded on my Switch. If we're going to be restricted to just SD cards, and they don't find a way to get solid state, like M.2 drives or something like that on the new Switch, having a way to have at least a mechanical drive for extra storage hooked up to it for just those bigger games. That, I mean, that would help out like the single console gamers, like Cheesy, if a bigger third party game comes and he doesn't have another way to play it, but it's so massive that it's like prohibitive to want to have it on there. And all those digital only games that are massive download size, like Fortnite takes up half the internal storage on your Switch if you have it downloaded, and it runs like crap. So maybe that could help with performance and also solve some storage problems.
What do you guys think about the potential of the $400 price point?
If it's as powerful as they said it's going to be, I'm all right with that.
It's the same price as the PS5 digital.
And $100 more than a Series S.
Yeah. And it's probably not going to be as powerful as the Series S.
What's Cheesy think?
I mean, I'm not a big fan of $400 because I think that starts to become a little pricey if they are wanting households to have it.
Or multiple of it.
Yeah, exactly. However, it does seem like the direction that they'll go in just with their previous history. I'm just hoping that online has really improved.
It won't. We got what we got.
Wait. The online has improved. Like, they introduced a new infrastructure.
Yeah.
Around the time of Monster Hunter Rise, and that game, like, that game, like,
that was Capcom though,
and then they used it for,
but it was utilizing Super, Nintendo servers though,
yeah. Or Mario Party Superstars,
yeah.
So, but Splatoon 3, don't you get disconnected like every other match?
It's gotten better.
It's still peer, like, it's still peer to peer.
Yeah,
if they have dedicated servers, which I doubt, but that'd be much better.
You're at the whim, and it's so easy to turn off or disconnect your Switch from internet accidentally, or just turn it off and put it into sleep, that if one person does it, then it can mess up everything. It's a daisy chain.
Yeah, and you're also dealing with, if it's handheld, you're dealing with Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Even docked, sometimes you're dealing with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But like a game like Smash, it needs rollback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needs it. And Mario Kart, they've got it. We've got
Mario Kart needs, like, to get fixed. Yep.
It needs, because the game doesn't know half the time if somebody's getting hit with a shell. You know, the way it, like,
it reflects differently on every, all 12 players see something different.
Yeah. Yeah, you get hit by the shell if the player that hits you with it sees their shell that they're trailing hit you. You could be away from them, and then all of a sudden you get hit because on their screen they touched you.
I saw a clip the other day. I think it was on Wii, though. It was an older clip, but they went over a jump and the red shell was in front of them, and then it came back at them and it hit them head on pretty much.
That's wild.
Yeah.
The yeah, just,
do you think the price point is the 250 3DS like debacle? Do you think it's
like too much?
I hope so. I want free games. Yeah, it'll be $400. Oh, sorry, nobody's buying it. It's gonna be $350 now.
And it probably won't have a pack in game.
Very unlikely.
Because then that would probably be
Nintendo,
like
Nintendo Land 2 coming with the Switch 2.
That'd be great.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it, but I'm also concerned for it because if we do have another Wii U situation, like it would be easier if it was a completely new idea and they're like, obviously this isn't the Switch. This is something new. You have to get it to play these games. But if it's just an iteration of it, it's probably going to look the exact same. And I just don't know, other than their exclusivity of their IP, what's going to make people want to buy the next Switch?
Chat, what's going to make you want to buy it? Let us know. Because I mean, I'm seeing Nate right here. He's saying like the price point needs to offer better stuff because the Series S is a game changer. Right.
Yeah, and the Series S, like, you have Game Pass.
Right.
Like Series S and Game Pass is like a perfect combination.
I think Nintendo's going to have to wake up a little bit with this Switch and or with this next system and like potential, like if they're going to sell it at that price point, yeah, what's it going to offer that
Switch Online gets GameCube? I mean, but even that, like the retro pull, it's cool for a hot second and then it's a flash in the pan and it's gone.
Yeah, to essentially sell us an Xbox One or a PS4 for $400. Granted, it is handheld, you know, but
I especially think, when we're probably getting a PS5 Pro and an Xbox Series Z or whatever they want to call it.
How many people are canceling their PlayStation memberships because $120 for
people
a
people say they are, but they're not gonna.
I don't think I'm going to re-up mine going to 80 a year for just the base model of it. It's, I'm not getting enough out of it to, I don't know.
Seen like Sub-Zippo says good graphics, good games. That's all I really want at this point. Brian says biggest feature I want on Switch 2, artwork on the game box spine. Red is basic AF. I love Brian.
There's a couple black ones Kirby's in there.
Series S is being phased out and devs dislike developing for it. That's true. Barbie says better graphics and a mic. Cryptic says we've seen with Baldur's Gate, they just cut features. But essentially, so if we're hearing developers talk about not liking to develop for the Series S, and then we're saying, here's the Switch 4 or the Switch 2. I'm sorry, the Switch 2 at $400. That's going to be tougher to develop for than potentially the series based on specs. That's all I'm basing it on. Is that going to be at that point, Nintendo needs to, if that's the case, if they can't keep up, Nintendo needs to be pitching their IP to every third party there is and be like, here, you make a Star Fox, you make a Punch Out, you make a Metroid, you make an Animal Crossing spinoff, you like,
And we will help you optimize it for our system.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So Nate says standard needs to be the OLED. Joy-Con sticks need to not get drift out of the box. Nolan J, the Super Go animator on YouTube, says Zippo, same here, wants good graphics, good games. Brian says never give the consumer what they want. It will come out with half the features of other consoles and sell out for the first 2 years. He's not wrong. Then he says they farm out the games anyway. Platinum did, Star Fox, Capcom did, some of the DS and Zeldas. That's true. Yeah, those, the back in the day, I mean, the Zelda handheld games were all Capcom. And they're a huge success. And I don't know that everybody, like, I don't know that a lot of people know that that is the case, that they were made by Capcom and not...
Yeah, Minish Cap and Oracle Seasons and Ages.
Yeah, so... Cryptic says, I just want more third-party support that run better and more games that come day one, Madden, COD, Diablo, etc. I mean, I had a blast with Diablo 3 when it was on Switch. And that one, I don't think, suffered all that much from...
No, because that was a PS3 game, essentially.
And it had been out for, mm-hmm. yeah, a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, so... But that's the thing, like, you know, look at Mario Kart. Like, you could almost put Mario Kart up against... I mean, most games, those cartoony, like, Nintendo graphics, they look great. Everything on that looks great. What do you do to make that better other than start adding more reflections and water and that kind of stuff? I don't know if you guys watched the Gran Turismo movie, which I highly recommend. It's on.
It's really good.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix now, right? Yeah, I need to watch it.
But just seeing the gameplay of that, like, made me want to go play racing games for sure. But I think it's in the movie, they kind of show the progression of the, you know, from the PS2 up until now, and just seeing the way, like, yeah, you start to see more reflections in water and, like, you know, what did Xbox do with the new Forza, where it's like you can see the reflection of the other car in your paint job depending on the way the lighting is hitting it and stuff, like, mm-hmm. like that kind of stuff is fantastic, right? But at the same time, I'm not looking at Mario Kart going, man, I wish I could see all these reflect. Like, I'm just having a good time with it, you know.
I just want the netcode to be better.
I want the netcode.
I think they need a really strong launch year.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to launch with, like, a Mario Kart shortly after, and then another. Like, I think at least one other big IP, and then supplement it with all the, like, third parties and smaller IP. Do what they did with the Switch, one game a month.
So does Nintendo launch with a 3D Mario when a year later is the 40th anniversary?
Yes.
Of Mario.
I mean, I will go to Japan and knock down their door.
You're gonna go find people in the corporate office.
It's been too long since the 3D Mario.
Yeah,
like, they're just sitting on it.
Yeah, I say launch it and do something spectacular for the 40th. That's DLC for that game. That's kind of a love letter to all the past games as DLC in a new 3D. Like, do something that route. You know,
bring 3D All Stars back. You know, make it available again
with Galaxy 2. You know, Cryptic makes a good point. He says Mario Kart looks great, but then you look at Pokemon Struggle and Xenoblade, which is people's favorite RPG, is at 540p.
Yeah. So I made a video about, like, Mario Odyssey and how more people should play it and why people haven't played it. I got a lot of comments saying they're playing Pokemon.
Hmm.
Like, even though Pokemon runs like trash.
Mm-hmm.
People still play it. So just put a Pokemon game on the new Switch. There you go.
Well, that the analyst that talked about the price point and everything, he said it's almost guaranteed to be handheld because that's what the Pokemon community is used to.
Yeah.
Again, he's just an analyst.
It doesn't matter if it's 240p, runs at 10 FPS.
With crazy popping, and
it will still sell 25 million copies.
The eyeballs just popping out of your character and the NPC.
Head spinning around. Like,
yeah.
Trying to do, man, Scarlet and Violet is rough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no joke. So hopefully that price point indicates that it is somewhat of a powerhouse. You know, I think an iteration can still be, you know, the Series X is an iteration on the Xbox One, and it's still a powerhouse, right?
Do we hear anything about it in the first Direct?
So
I would hope they'd talk about an event maybe upcoming.
I think March, I think it was Servant tweeted at me today that they should do it on Mario Day, like on March 10th.
And that would be before PAX, right? PAX is at the end of the month. Then they could at least start showing stuff off if they do an event, because I'm sure devs want the time to promote their stuff too.
Well, we're talking about a new system, right? So if a game is coming exclusively to that new system, that install base is tiny.
Yeah. We need to know that Monster Hunter is coming to Switch too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game's coming. That's a Switch 2 game.
Well, Nate's saying too, March is the end of the fiscal year. So there's a chance that
I think it's going to be next week.
Next week?
I think it's going to be in January.
It's a bold strategy.
The direct or just the announcement?
The reveal.
Wow.
Cryptic says,
why is that a wow? Mario. It's like not that. I don't think that's that outlandish of a take. We know it's coming.
But we don't. I mean, like, eventually, yeah. But nobody has said that it's coming out this year. Like, that's the other possibility. I agree, like, that it's probably coming out this year.
No, it is 100% coming out this year.
Okay.
There is nothing else that they're releasing.
Well, just remember, last year, the Switch Pro was supposed to come out.
It was supposed to come out every year since the Switch launched. So
this time last year, we were talking about how the Switch Pro will be releasing. And
this could be a Switch Pro. They could do it.
The new Switch?
The new Switch U.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Cryptic says, I don't think Mario will launch on the Switch 2, but it will be early 2025 title. I think Kart is due and will easily outsell Switch 2 consoles like Breath of the Wild did. I don't think Mario Kart 10, if that's the name, the rumored name is Mario Kart X Crossroads, if that's true. I don't think it sells on only the new console. I think it comes to I think the Switch gets a, I don't think it's the same game, right? I think the new model will definitely be the upgrades. Now that I'm saying this, I don't want it to be a launch title, and I'll tell you why right now. Because I need a Mario Kart Switch 2. I do not want my favorite series to come out as a launch title and not get a special edition Switch. Like,
one checkered flags Joy-Con and one Mario. You're
speaking my love language right now.
Hype cart.
Like,
what if they release a special edition OLED alongside the Switch 2?
$500. Take my money. Take it all.
They can't go back from the OLED, can they?
I think they can, and they're going to, so they could sell us an OLED later.
Mm-hmm.
You guys think they go away from the OLED?
We go LCD.
I think that...
Just like the Steam Deck. LCD.
I think the $400 price point, the base system, I think they have to have those screens down low enough in price that they can... I mean, if you're charging an extra $50, I think the OLED needs to be there.
Is that screen bigger on... Hold up the Portal, compared to the
Switch. This is not an... I don't think this is an OLED screen.
Is it bigger than the Switch, though?
I think it is.
It looks a little bigger. Just a tiny bit.
A little bit.
Let's see. Survey says.
Hold on. It's about the same.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. It's got a bigger bezel, but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the Portal is an OLED screen.
I'm checking.
Nate says, I mean, there's a reason the booster pack finally finished last month, right? Stop it. Now I don't want to announce another booster pack. I need a Mario Kart Switch. Like, they gave that game no love on its 30th anniversary, and I cannot understand why. Like, I don't even know if they tweeted about it. I'm like, are you serious? Your top selling game? Like, why aren't we playing Mario Kart 30, where we have 30 racers, all, you know, something?
Yeah, it's PlayStation Portal's an LCD screen.
Can you imagine if they did Mario Kart 99 as opposed to F-Zero 99? Like, people will actually still be playing it at this point.
I don't know how it works with items. Can you imagine just the red? It'd be awesome. Spam, like, everywhere. Everybody would be standing still. There's all those.
They can't handle 12. They can't handle 99.
Poor Johnny keeps going out of focus. His camera's like, you're not saying
it's like tonight. It's time for you to stop.
Well, the last thing we need to touch on, because it's in the title of the show, is Tetris has been completed on the NES. And I don't know about you guys, but I watched this thing and I was so impressed. The kid was genuinely excited. Like, level 157. I don't know if you guys watched like much of the video. I skipped over to the end just to see him do it, and I was like, this is unbelievable.
Those transitions, it starts flying.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if there's like devs from that game that are like, no way. Like, all I can hear is Jeff Goldblum saying life will find a way, right? Like, that's
a couple years ago at the Tetris World Championships, they had Alexei, whatever, I forget what his name is, the guy that developed Tetris, there to present the check to the winner. But yeah, I don't think anybody ever envisioned.
So how did he beat it? Like, is there?
It's a kill screen.
So there's a kill screen. It just runs out of memory.
And he was the first one to ever do it.
Yeah, because the technique that's used now in high level Tetris competitive play is called rolling. So you'll see people with like a glove on, like a wool mitten, and they put the controller on their leg. And they hold it like upside down. So you got to inverse kind of how you're thinking about directional control. And then they're taking their five fingers and their four fingers, and they're rolling their fingers on the bottom of the controller against their leg. And those, it's inputting faster inputs into the D-pad when they're just hitting, holding it. And then that action of rolling their fingers along the back of the controller is enough to do the input. Cause it was called hyper tapping initially, and they would sit with their finger on their controller and tap it really quick. Cause you have to, at high levels, you have to just slide pieces, like especially the long bar, you have to slide it over so quick cause it's moving so fast. And so they know the precision that they need to hit a block into the certain space that they have. So they'll do a three finger or four finger roll to just move stuff very precisely to where they need it to go. So the evolution of that style has kind of taken over in the last like 2 or 3 years. And yeah, this is the first time they've ever hit a kill screen.
That's unbelievable. Like, that's, now I want to watch.
That kid should get a life.
Tetris World Championships. Whenever you see, if I ever see it up on Twitch, I'll just watch it. It's awesome.
My favorite part was Johnny saying that, and then nobody reacted. So all the listeners are going to think, wow, what a jerk.
No, some news anchor said that he should get a life.
Yeah.
Yep.
The 13-year-old kid should get a life.
That was a
completing Tetris is not a life goal. Is what she said.
A boomer's way of saying touch grass.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, asking for a friend, what age is boomer now?
Ooh.
Older than me.
Josh, I got
your ex, aren't you? Your ex, Josh, I think, aren't you?
I'm like in this weird limbo.
You're in the in-between. Yeah. I'm a geriatric millennial.
Yeah, I'm an old millennial. Yeah.
Can we just say elder millennial? It sounds so... Like, it sounds like you're like, you could like give me a prophecy or something, you know. But anyway, shout out to that kid. Like, that's awesome. And I was like genuinely happy for him, and like just so excited to see his joy in completing something like that, you know. Like, I just assume that lady has no idea what goes into, you know. Like,
no, I mean, I still think that there is a stigma for video games.
Mm-hmm.
especially in like the older generations, but I have seen stuff go around like about how you shouldn't be playing video games all day.
Yeah, I mean,
you shouldn't be doing anything all day, really.
Yeah, everything is in moderation, right? But what's really messed up is like she didn't know the full context, and he dedicated that to his dad, who recently passed away. So, I mean, that just makes it even more special. And then she, I don't think it was trying to be mean-spirited, but it was really mean.
No, she was trying to be mean-spirited. Like, why would she say that if she wasn't?
Most reporters write their own copy. Like, I don't know who wrote that copy for, if she wrote it or if somebody else wrote
There's
it.
There's a question on the teleprompter. He will read it.
He'll say who it. Put the question marker on the teleprompter?
Yo, I remember in second grade when our local news anchor came to the school and did a assembly. And as we were all leaving, we got to like wave or shake her hand or whatever. I kid you not, I remember it vividly. Instead of like smiling at me like she was doing all the other kids, she just glared at me. And I was like, she must know I'm a gamer. That's all it's all making sense now. She was like, oh, that's the gamer. Like, news anchors hate gamers. Confirmed. Okay. That's good. There we go. I finally connected those dots after.
What did you say at the beginning of the show before we started recording? Like, some of us will be in pain. Like the rest of us will game or something like that.
Like some of us will enjoy our misery while the rest of us game or something along.
Something like that. It was really good.
So anyway, well, that is going to do it. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us live. If you're listening to the show, whether at the gym or commuting or whatever the case may be, we greatly appreciate you. Go check out The Dirt, the new Mario Kart show. It is literally just type, like I checked today, it already ranks on Apple, I think, in the number 3 spot for Mario Kart, if you just type Mario Kart. So it's easy to find. The artwork is from Tour.
Go watch Josh's new YouTube channel too, Mario Kart Races.
Oh yeah, very Mario good. Kart Races. That one's tough to find to get, because it started as a Minecraft channel. So the
you have a link on n64josh.com?
I don't. I have it in the Discord. It is in the Discord. If you guys are there, you can check it out. So it's really easy to find, though. I did a search tonight. If you do Mario Kart Hot Wheels Races and Stunts, the videos,
it's really easy to find. That'll words.
Up. Yeah, it's just 19 words. Write a small book and then you can find it that way. But what's crazy is I'm doing, it's a kids channel. And I'm trying to make kids content that like parents won't be super annoyed to watch. And what's crazy is like my mom, my nieces and nephews were over, and the entire house is sitting and watching these Hot Wheels races, because like, I don't know, the kid in me kind of comes, like I used to build tracks all the way across, like from my, like the kitchen all the way down to my bedroom. I'd have these massive long Hot Wheels tracks. Like, so. And I've had my uncle 3D print me ramps so like I can make them jump now. And sometimes they can't even finish the race. And I don't know. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, go check those out for sure. And Communication Air, go check that out. I know The Dirt is going to need reviews. I know Communication Air needs reviews. So if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please leave those reviews. We appreciate you guys, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.